continue.
Let us turn to the Gospel of John.
John chapter 1:29.
The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
35.
Again, the next day, John stood with two of his disciples, and looking at Jesus as he walked, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
耶稣转过身来，看见他们跟着，就问他们说：“你们要什么？”
Then Jesus turned and seeing them following, said to them, "What do you seek?"
他们说：“拉比在哪里住？”拉比翻出来就是夫子。
They said to him, "Rabbi," which is to say, when translated teacher, "where are you staying?"
39节，耶稣说：“他们你们来看，他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住，那时月有深正。”
He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying and remained with him that day, and that was about the 10th hour.
听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣的那两个人，一个是西门彼得，兄弟安德烈。
One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
他先找到自己的哥哥西门，对他说：“我们遇见弥赛亚了。”弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
He first found his own brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated the Christ.
于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看见他说：“你是约翰的儿子西门，你要成为基法。”基法翻出来就是彼得。
And he brought him to Jesus. Now when Jesus looked at him, he said, "You are Simon, the son of Jonah. You shall be called Cephas," which is translated a stone.
第43节。
Verse 43.
又次日，耶稣要想要往加利利去遇见腓力，就对他说。
The following day, Jesus wanted to go to Galilee, and he found Philip and said to him, "Follow me."
Now, John chapter 21,
21:21.
21:21.
Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, "But Lord, what about this man?"
耶稣对他说：“我若要他等到我来的时候，与你何干？你跟从我吧。”
If I will that he remain till I come, what is that to you? You follow me, Jesus said to him.
好，我想我们圣经就暂时就这么多。These
are the verses that we're going to read for now.
我们要继续来看雅歌，就是他有一个背景，就是预言的背景。So
we want to continue to talk about the prophetic setting and the Song of Songs.
当所罗门写歌中之歌的时候，When
Solomon wrote the Song of Songs,
我们的主还没有升天。That
was before the Lord ascended.
教会还没有诞生。The
church was not born yet.
但是我们知道说，神借着所罗门已经把将来要发生的事就写在这卷书里。But
through Solomon, the Lord already wrote what was going to happen through this book.
所以这一卷书，这一卷这一首诗歌，就是雅歌，其实呢就像诗篇一样。This
Song of Songs is somewhat like a song.
它是预言性的诗歌。It's
a prophetic song.
就好像诗篇22篇。
Just like Psalm 22.
就好像诗篇46篇。
Like Psalm 46.
所以现在我们要看，在事情没有发生以前。
So before something is to happen.
已经把所罗门跟苏拉密的光景已经描写下来。
It's already described the situation of the Shulamite and Solomon.
那么如果主耶稣就是那个所罗门。
If Jesus is Solomon.
那么他在地上，他遇见他的门徒。
When he met his disciples on earth,
换句话说，他在苹果树下唤醒了苏拉密。In
other words, when he awakened the Shulamite under the apple tree,
他果然这样做。He
did indeed do that.
因为使徒约翰说，娶新妇的乃是新郎。Because
John the Baptist said, "The one who is to have a bride is the bridegroom."
虽然因着他说，看那神的羔羊，他失去两个最重要的帮手。Even
though after he said, "Behold the Lamb of God," he lost his two best helpers.
他知道应该这样做。
He knew he had to do that.
因为娶新妇乃是新郎。Because
the one who has to have a bride is the bridegroom.
我不过是新郎的朋友。I
am but the companion of the bride.
我只要听见新郎的声音，我就喜乐。
When I hear the bridegroom's voice, I rejoice.
所以愿我衰微。
So let me decrease, let him increase.
所以弟兄姊妹, 现在很清楚的,
it's very clear.
约翰跟安德烈跟随着主,
John and Andrew followed the Lord.
为什么?
Why? Because it is the bridegroom who has the bride.
在教会里面最早被唤醒的就是安德烈跟约翰。
In the church, the ones who awakened the earliest were John and Andrew.
所以弟兄姊妹,现在他为他怎么唤醒?
How were they awakened?
他唤醒的时候,是不是就看见那个荣耀的王呢?不是。
When they were awakened, did they see the glorious king?
他听见说,看啊,神的羔羊。
They heard, behold, the Lamb of God.
除去世人罪。
Takes away the sins of the world.
那么如果今天讲到神的羔羊,
if we are to talk about the Lamb of God,
我们知道,所有犹太人都知道,那是指着逾越节的羔羊。
All the Jews know that it refers to the Passover lamb.
他们都记得逾越节的故事。
They remember the story of Passover.
他们都记得那羔羊是没有罪,是没有瑕疵。
They know that that lamb was without blemish, without spot, without sin.
那为着我们这些罪人,
so for us sinners,
那天我们知道他流了血了。We
know that he shed his blood.
所以如果把羔羊的血那天晚上抹在门楣上的话,
so if you put the blood around the doorpost,
谁看见这个血他就越过去。
When God saw that blood, he would pass over.
所以我们知道是一个无辜的,是没有罪的羔羊,代替了有罪的,有罪的,以所有的羊子。
So we know it is the lamb that was without sin, without blemish, that took the place of the firstborn.
所以弟兄姊妹,你知道对于约翰来说,
so to John,
对于安德烈来说,
to Andrew,
他们懂得这个故事,
they understood the story.
讲到神的羔羊,
when you speak of the Lamb of God,
除去世人这一点,
who takes away the sin of the world,
意思是说,
in other words, he stands in our place.
我们犯了罪,
we were the ones who sinned.
谁是不死的?
God is the one who does not die. It's impossible for him to die. Because he loves us.
他没有办法为我们挂在十字架上,
he couldn't hang on the tree for us. He needed to be same as us.
所以现在他所看见所听见的乃是神的羔羊。
What he heard was the Lamb of God.
结果他们就被吸引了。
And they were drawn.
耶稣转过身来看见他们跟着。
And when Jesus turned around, he saw them following.
你看见吗? 前面说, 两个门徒听见他的话就跟从了耶稣。
And those two, after hearing him, followed Jesus.
所以主看见他们说, 就问他们说, 你们要什么? 他们说, 拉比在哪里住?
And then Jesus asked, what do you seek? And they said, Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说, 你们来看。
Jesus said, come and see.
他们就去看他在哪里住。
They came and saw where he was staying.
他们不仅看见,
not only did they see,
那天便与他同住。
They also abode with him.
那时就真正了,
now it was the 10th hour.
那这个翻译不是,英文的翻译不是很准确, 跟原文应该是下午4点钟的时候。
The English says not as accurate, it actually should be about 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
对,太阳快下山一点。
So right before sunset,
约翰记得,
John remembered.
约翰写约翰福音他已经90多岁。
When John wrote the Gospel of John, he was already 90 plus years old.
他还记得第一次遇见主的时候。
He remembered the first time he met the Lord.
他记得在什么地方遇见主。
He remembered where he met the Lord.
他说在约旦河外的伯大尼。
He said it was Bethany beyond the Jordan.
这个地方在马太福音没有提。
Matthew doesn't mention that.
马可也没有。
The Gospel of Mark does not mention that.
我们知道路加也没有。
Luke didn't mention that.
马太忘记。
Matthew forgot.
彼得好像也忘了。
It says that Peter forgot.
因为马可福音其实就是彼得福音。
Mark is actually the Gospel according to Peter.
但约翰已经90多岁。
But John was already 90 plus years old.
他记得。
He remembered.
第一次主怎么唤醒他。
When the first time Jesus awoken.
约翰就像苏拉米尼一样。
John was like a Shulamite.
他记得在苹果树下他被唤醒。
He remembered under the apple tree he was awakened.
他不只记得是哪个地方,
not only do you remember where,
他记得是黄昏4点钟,
he remembers also the time, 4 p.m. in the afternoon.
太阳很快就要下山,
the sun was about to set.
但那天,
but at that time,
他们居然与主同住,
yet they remained with the Lord.
圣经没有记载他们与主同住什么结果。
The Bible doesn't say what the result was.
但是后来你看见所发生的事。
But then you see what happened later.
所以圣经告诉我们说，听见约翰的话，跟从耶稣那两个人，一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
And the one it says the one who heard John speak followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
他先找到自己哥哥西门。He
first found his brother Simon.
他怎么说呢？
And said what?
我们遇见弥赛亚。We
have found the Messiah.
那天王带我进入内室。And
he brought me into the chamber. The king brought me into the chamber.
他的眼睛开启。And
his eyes were open.
什么叫弥赛亚？
What is the Messiah?
弥赛亚乃是受膏的君王。
Messiah is the anointed king.
将来有一位王要来到。
At one time the king will come.
你知道以色列人他们一直等候弥赛亚来到。
You know the people of Israel have always waited for the Messiah to come.
那弟兄姊妹，弥赛亚来到的时候。
So when the Messiah comes,
他是受膏君,
he is the anointed king.
所以既然他是受膏的君,
because he is the anointed king,
如果他说我遇见弥赛亚了,
if he says, I have seen the Messiah,
他怎么知道是弥赛亚?
How do you know he's the Messiah?
弟兄姊妹, 因为王把他进入内室,
because the king has brought us into the chamber.
如果他是被膏的,
if he is anointed,
他身上的膏油就发出香味来。
That anointing oil will bring out a fragrance.
所以你的膏油馨香,
so your there's oil fragrance in your anointing.
你的名像倒出来一样,
your name is like poured out ointment.
弟兄姊妹,
brother and sister,
现在你明白吗?
Now do you see?
那天所发生的事,
so what happened that day?
就是在内室里面, 我们的王, 我们的主, 把他自己向他们启示,
as because our Lord revealed himself to them.
这是雅各最开始的。
This is the beginning of Song of Songs.
本来苏拉密女在苹果树下被唤醒的时候,
when the Shulamite was awakened under the apple tree,
她知道自己是牧羊人,
she knew she was a shepherdess.
站在她面前的是个牧羊人,
and the one standing before him was a shepherd.
她知道并不多,
she didn't know much.
但等到第一章的时候,
but in chapter 1,
是在 王带他进到内室的时候,
when the king brought her into the chamber,
他的眼睛就开启了,
her eyes were open.
所以我们知道, 那一天的故事,
the story at that time,
圣经虽然没有告诉, 仔细告诉我们发生了什么,
even though the Bible doesn't tell us specific,
但有一件事我们知道,
but we do know one thing,
他们能够说, 我们遇见弥赛亚,
they can say, we have found the Messiah.
腓力怎么说呢?
What does Philip say?
腓力找到拿但业,
Philip found Nathanael.
他说摩西在律法上所写的和众先知所记的那位，我们遇见。
He said, we have found him of whom Moses and the law and also the prophets wrote.
腓力怎么知道的呢?
How does Philip know?
他明明看见他是牧羊人。
He saw that he was a shepherd.
和他自己是一样的。
The same as he was.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看见吗? 他们主终于把这些人带到内室。
The Lord brought them into the chamber.
当初吸引主的，被主吸引的。
The one who was drawn by Jesus was originally Andrew.
愿你信我,
draw me.
我是一个人被吸引的,
I am one singular person. We will run after you.
当安德烈说愿你信我,
when Andrew said, draw me unto you,
结果他的哥哥也一同快跑给谁,
and yet his brother also followed him.
所以弟兄姊妹,
brothers,
你看你这不是预言很奇妙的应验,
isn't this a wonderful fulfillment of prophecy?
所以我们看见在内室里面,
in the chamber,
现在我们知道约翰也好安德烈也好,
we know Andrew or John,
我们遇见了那个受膏的王,
we have met the anointed king.
你怎么知道?
How do you know?
如果他是被膏的,
if he is anointed,
弟兄姊妹, 他当然他的膏油馨香,
of course there's a fragrance.
你一闻他的味道,
when you smell,
这就是我们的君王,
then we know he's the anointed
king. 这个就是要来的王,
this is the Messiah to come.
所以弟兄姊妹, 这就是内室的启示,
that is the revelation in the chamber.
但是不止如此,
but not only that,
你知道当约翰写约翰福音的时候,
when John wrote the Gospel of John,
只有约翰福音告诉我们,
only the Gospel of John tells us,
我们的主是好牧人,
our Lord is the good shepherd.
好牧人喂养舍命,
the good shepherd gives his life for his sheep.
马可福音你找不到这句话,